Hi, everyone. Welcome to a mini-sode of the ABCs of Rock, proudly part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. Before I begin, I do have a couple of very important words about this podcast. I do not own the rights to any of the music played on this podcast. The musicians or the music labels own the copyright. I play this music under the doctrine of fair use. I am not here as a DJ, but to offer music commentary and criticism. My goal is for you to gain a larger appreciation for the bands or the musicians played here on this podcast, and I ask for you to go out and legally purchase their music or legally stream it. The musicians need your support, and I hope this show contributes to spreading the good word about the bands you hear on these episodes. I do not profit in any way from this podcast. It is truly done out of my pure love of the music. So, knocking out another quick mini-sode this week, and they're coming fast and furious at the start of 2021. This past week, the long-anticipated, long-delayed release of the Foo Fighters' 10th studio release finally dropped. I've been completely immersed in it the last 4 or 5 days. It has not disappointed me, and it has not taken me long to fall in love with this record, something I can't say about the last couple of releases, actually. It took me quite some time to find some real appreciation for Concrete and Gold, and even now, the albums Wasted Light and Sonic Highways, I still find them to be pretty inconsistent albums. And I'm not saying that Medicine at Midnight is better or worse than either of those, but what I can say is that I found the selection of songs on here to be meticulously well-crafted, and I'm really, really appreciating where they went with the music on this. The Foos have always been a band that has experimented with genres of rock, especially of late, and especially eras of rock and roll. The influences of 1970s AOR bands is plastered all over this release. Several songs I could have picked for this episode, and I really wanted to go with Cloud Spotter, Making a Fire, even Chasing Birds, which it was a very surprising song that made it onto this album. I really liked it. But the song that is currently kicking around in my head a lot right now is Waiting on a War. I love its song structure, which is one that the Foos have turned to many times in their tenure, where it's building and building, and it ends with this like grandiose crescendo. It reminds me a lot of the song Let It Die. I know it was released as a single, and I typically don't play singles on this podcast, but hey, I likes what I likes, and this one is really, really great. So take a listen to this and get on out there and buy this really awesome new album. I've been waiting on a war since I was young. Since I was a little boy with a toy gun. Never really wanted to be number one. Just wanted to love everyone. Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this? More to this? More to this than just waiting on a war? Just waiting on a war.
Since I was a little boy with a toy gun. Is it more?